How are you guys' brackets doing?
Ugh.
That's everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody.
Yeah. I had the Shockers twin and they're out.
They're out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I had Valpo win and they're out.
I have my boss. I still, my old work. I still do a brackets, and my boss is pretty upset. He's pretty upset with me, you know. Because he was like, Nick. I go, how are my brackets doing? He's like, well, you have winning the entire tournament, the Utah Jazz. Now, among the many illogics of that, they're not even in your Final Four. Which, by the way, you have the Mario Tarachi School of Hairstyling beating clown classes, and the Phoenix Online University upsetting What's the Matter You? What you see in Bullwinkle, I'll never know. I was also looking over your fantasy football brackets why you have them in brackets, I don't know. But you have for your offensive line. Again, who picks an offensive line for the fantasy football? I don't think you know what you're doing. You have for your offensive line William the Refrigerator Perry, who hasn't played in quite some time. Albert Pujols, who doesn't play football. Peter Jennings, who didn't play anything. Snake Eyes, who I think is a G.I. Joe character and not even a real person.
He's a good one, though.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's tough to beat.
I love him. I have him in there, too. And you also have Excalibur, who's not even a fake person, but a mythological sword. So they get, I'm not allowed to do any sports.
No.
Sports, what do they call them? Sports pools?
Yeah.
Terrible at them. The worst.
Don't even worry about it. The more you know, the worse you tend to do in these sports.
Right. Yeah, it's always like, it's always my friend. She's like, I picked, if the mascot has a tail, I have them winning.
Yeah.
If they don't have, if it does not a tail scenario, if he's like a man,
that's why a man mascot. That's why I picked the Shockers.
The Shockers, now it's Kansas team, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those teams. I did that school, and they told me that what the name of their mascot was, and I just was like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, what, like 90-year-old men are like, all right, this sounds like a good thing. All right, like, really? It's amazing what gets by. This is true. I was in, where is it? It was in Idaho, and it was Butte. I think it was Butte, Idaho. Now, they had an Indian mascot. That was their thing, and it was, you know, people deemed it offensive, so they had to change it, okay? They changed it to, and we were in this diner, and they had the T-shirts, they had the sweatshirts all over this diner in Butte, Idaho, and their new mascot was the Pirates. Now, I don't know.
No.
I don't know who is not, like, is there just, do they, are they aware, or are they just so oblivious? They're like, all right, well, the Indians, that's offensive. Okay, that's offensive. But the Butte Pirates, that's going to be okay. So they have all these T-shirts, and you can look this up. This is a real thing.
First of all, now,
among the ridiculousness of this one, there's no Pirates in Idaho. Like, why are you changing, even if, forget the innuendo that's involved, you know, like, there are no Pirates anywhere in Idaho. It couldn't be more landlocked. It couldn't be the last bastion of where Pirates would be. And then to just not, just to look at the word Butte next to the word Pirate and be like, that's fine. That's way less offensive than this Indian.
That's not where they
settled
as they moved west.
Yeah.
The Pirates. As we move westward, we are.
I think they're into booty, these.
I can't Google it without going to
Urban Dictionary. Oh, yeah. Your computer will crash and get a virus if you look it up.
Right.
But I've told people, like, no way, and I've looked it up.
Oh, it's legit.
It's legit, yeah. It's so hilarious, man.
Is it Idaho or Montana?
It's happening more than once. I believe it was Idaho. Because
this is Butte, Montana, right?
It's Idaho.
Oh, it is.
It's in Butte. It's Butte County High School. It's a high school in Arco, Idaho.
It's amazing.
The Butte Pirates.
The Butte Pirates.
Yeah, you can go to the Butte County High School Pirates apparel store.
How is that not the number one selling, you know? Like, you, that's why I want to see it. All right, we have the Shockers against the Butte Pirates. And two 9-year-olds name these teams.
I was just reading this morning about the Modesto Nuts. It's a minor league baseball team in Modesto. They're a Colorado Rocky affiliate.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And in 2005, the fans voted for the nickname to be the Nuts.
I love yelling, go Nuts. That's hilarious. Go Nuts! That's hilarious.
Let's go Nuts.
Yeah, let's go Nuts. Name them crazy. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. That'd be great. There was like, I just read, you know, there was a high school in this past year, and they had, they were named after, and the name is escaping me right now, but they were, the high school itself was named after the first Grand Wizard of the KKK. And only up until, and this is, you know, Alabama for you or whatever it was, they finally changed it after like 50 years. They even had a vote like 8 years ago, and it got voted down to change it, you know. And they're like, well, no, he was a Southerner, and he's historical, but he was a Grand Wizard in the K. How is that a debate? How is that? And I swear to you, I looked up when it got voted down. It got voted down 4-2, There were 4 white people on the school board and 4 black people on the school board. Guess how the voting went down? Like, I couldn't believe this is the country we still live in. And it's hilarious. There was a mascot like the Rebels. I think it's a college. That might be Alabama too or something. There's the Rebels, and it's just a Confederate guy. You know, he's got like the cartoonish character, like Confederate, you know, mustache that gray Fu Manchu that goes down. You know, He is the Confederate. He has like all the medals from all his Confederate awards all over him, and that's his mascot. And they're like, "Well, we can't have, you know, a guy who fought for slavery as our mascot." So they changed it. Their compromise is now it's the Rebel Bears, and the bear is still wearing all the stuff that the other guy did. You know, like you can't just make him a bear. Now it's fine. No, it's fine. It's a bear now.
It's like cartoons. They can say whatever they want.
Yeah, he's just a racist bear. He's just a cute little adorable ignorant bear bigot. You know, that's fine.